And this is the Jet Gypsy. Welcome to episode 2. And this is my second friend that I'm going to introduce you to, Quinn, QWQ. He's the best. He listens to all of my stories. He laughs appropriately and sometimes inappropriately, but he is definitely one of my very best friends, and I'm really lucky to have him. He sometimes gives me sympathy and then sometimes just makes me laugh, and he laughs with me at all the things. So I'm going to chat with him a little bit today, and then he will be a regular, but I just wanted everybody to meet Quinn. Okay, we're starting. This is QW, also known as Quinn. You're the one that I tell all the things to.
All the things. It's off.
You are subject to my random messages while I'm working, telling you about all the things.
It's literally the best streaming service available.
What do you look like? Describe yourself.
Myself?
We're going somewhere with this.
Oh, me. Let's see. Tall. Ruggedly handsome. Bald. The beard.
It was the bald part I was looking for.
Yeah. That's about it. Other than that, pretty unremarkable.
Tall. What did you? Ruggedly handsome.
Yeah, I threw that.
Bald with a beard. I like it. Okay. That's it. Perfect. Well, that works. I think it's a good description.
Yeah.
The reason I ask you that is because, well, first of all, how did we meet?
We met upstairs, out by the pool.
On the rooftop.
Yeah. Up on the rooftop between the pool and the covered fireplace.
What was your best memory of solidifying our friendship?
Well, that just kind of happened pretty quick. When we first met, we were talking about air fryers, and I said I was actually your size before I started using an air fryer. In order to convince you how cool they are, you're like, really? And I said, yeah, I was your size a bit before I started using my air fryer. You know, I'm 220 pounds, 6'2".
I was thinking about the hurricane event, actually.
The hurricane event locked it in forever, because if I think about it, I'll still laugh.
Me too.
At my one, your just commitment to using an Apple Watch in a hurricane rather than like go to safety. And two, my commitment just to watch that happen and not really help.
I think that we should probably explain two things. First of all, it was not legitimately a hurricane. It was the first big snow, sleet, windy storm of the season. And I was determined to use the hot tub, yes?
Right.
And I believe I messaged and said, I'm going to go use the hot tub. Also, I had just recently gotten the Apple Watch, which you consistently make fun of me for. What did we name the Apple Watch? Danny?
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. So Danny has been the scourge of my life, although it's...
But at the time, it was a rift between us because you were excited.
I wasn't.
And my sarcasm ruined.
So I'm battling the hurricane in the hot tub, determined to stay out there.
I come upstairs. She's like, I'm going to the hot tub. And you go up to the hot tub, which is on the roof. So you get this rain, sleet, wind, plus all the bubbles in the hot tub buffeting you.
Yeah, it wasn't a good day for me.
With your face 3 inches from this watch, trying to send an SOS text.
What I didn't know is that you were on the couch in the warm club room watching me struggle. Yeah, okay. So that solidified.
There was nothing I could do. Just whoever's listening, there was nothing. There was no rescue attempt.
Okay, so that's how we met. And then we bonded over a hurricane and an Apple Watch in a hot tub. All right, so you're the one I tell all the things to. What did I text you yesterday from my hotel room in the morning? I ask you, what would I have in my bag that you would never have in your bag?
I'm just going to pull it out.
Okay,
It's the most frustrating game.
It was the best game because I love the games where you have to guess things.
They're like impossible to guess.
It wasn't impossible.
It felt impossible.
Ultimately, you got it. Although I still feel like I won. You did give a lot of guesses. Okay. What were your best guesses? No, just what were all your guesses? So you can laugh at you.
You say we're about to play another game. What specific item should I have in my bag that I would use every day that you would never use? And immediately I threw out lipstick, a compact, and Apple Watch.
And to put the Apple Watch in there.
Three for three. Like, those are all legit. But no. And then I'm like, hair ties, because your hair is hippie length. And then you're like, you're getting close. So hair ties, I'm getting close. Oh, sweet. So I went with magnetic eyelashes because that's a throwback to my one. And then you're like, grr. So that's kind of me lashing out at this game. But I know I'm not going to win, so I'm going to just say snarky things. You're going to make me guess.
You're so good at it.
Yeah. Okay. Sunglasses. Boom, nailed it. You're like getting colder. I'm like, hair ties to sunglasses are so close.
No, but
on the head.
You like, own sunglasses. I didn't understand that. What are they
called? Transition lenses.
Transition lenses.
I don't have sunglasses.
Okay.
A hat. Hair products. Yep, that's it. I win. I was pretty confident right then. You're like on the right track, but you need to be specific. Leave-in conditioner, pump style hairspray. Because that's the last thing I said was hair products. And then you said, you got to be specific. I'm like, no. Then I wrote, now I'm just swinging in the dark. Like, I'm just over this.
And I am in my glorious state just thinking of you putting out everything you can put out.
Yeah. And then she's like, that's too general. She goes, okay, maybe not hair products. I'm like, well, okay. 12 guesses later. Let's go back. Bobby pins. That would be a good one, too. I'm like, hairpins has got to be it. I feel good about that one. You're like, you're close with bobby pins, but still flaming hot. Whatever.
I said, I just called you flaming hot.
Still gets flaming. You call me flaming
hot? I guess I did.
You're going to add that to the description. To question one of this podcast.
What ruggedly handsome and flaming hot. Okay.
That's right.
On the guessing game, flaming hot. Boom. Okay.
Yeah. So literally, I'm like, I quit for now. I have to Google hair management items. And I Googled hair products on the go, to go hair products, right?
You Googled it.
I did Google.
You're taking this game seriously.
Well, it's a challenge, you and you're like mocking me from wherever you're at.
Okay. I know.
Gold color hair ties, any color hair ties. You're right. I already said that. You said. And then I was like, well, I group all ties, pins, barrettes in the same category.
And you
just said, in case you were getting super technical.
You said barrettes.
Banana clips and scrunchies as well. No. Then a hair gel. And then you're like, gel has one L.
Because you spelled it with two L's.
I know. It's not enough that I'm over 20 on the guessing. I can't spell it. Like now you're just like being.
Oh, I was having the best time.
And finally,
best time.
A brush. Oh, snap. You got it. I'm exhausted. That was it.
All right.
That was a solid game.
That was a solid game. We'll play more games. Next time, I'm just going to save them so we don't have to review it. I'm just going to save it for the moment. We can play it on the podcast. But
that's so much more pressure.
Well, that's true.
To do it live. At least that way I could like my eyes and stomp around the apartment by myself. Throw my hands up and have a little bit.
All right. So you're the guy. You will be joining me on many podcasts, will you not?
Yeah. Love it.
All right.
We got millions of stars and we both love to travel and we're both coming at travel from the other side of the fence.
Buckle up, buttercup. Here goes.
Just make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
I have a lot of stories from this last trip because, this last trip was a trip. I mean, we had babies puking in the back and non-English speaking medicals in the front and people wanting Coke and Biscox. So I'm not going to go into all those stories today, but we'll talk about those later.
I'm the guy who wants to Diet Coke and Biscox.
You are.
I can hear something going on back there, but while I got you.
Can I take a Diet Coke?
Refills? Please. With a smile. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk later.